What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. Today we are coming at you with a Mindfuck Monday episode that I am really excited to dive deep on and share with you guys some of the unsexy sides of self-development, especially throughout my own journey. And the reason that I want to have this conversation is because I really want to myth bust and debunk relying on positive thinking and positive affirmations to try to boost your self-confidence, improve your self-esteem, or heal your self-image. There's actually a lot of research to show that it doesn't work. And the more that you try to positive think or positively affirm yourself to heal, actually the louder that your inner critic is going to become and the worse your self-image is going to get. Because what happens is you're trying to force yourself to believe something that you don't inherently believe is true. You're trying to force yourself to believe beliefs that are completely contradictory to the deep-seated beliefs that you believe for many, many years. And so what you end up struggling with is this psychological phenomenon called cognitive dissonance, where a person holds two contradictory beliefs at the same time. And because of this huge gap between these two different belief systems, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of guilt, there's a lot of shame, there's like this sense of lack of integrity, not knowing who you are. And I know that I've struggled with this cognitive dissonance before, whether that's because I tried to hold on to these two contradictory beliefs about myself at one time, or my behaviors don't align with my values and beliefs that I have internally. Like, there's a lot of different ways that cognitive dissonance can show up, but the signs that you're struggling with cognitive dissonance are that you are struggling with a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of confusion, this feeling of being out of integrity, or feeling out of integrity, or not even really knowing who you are. And what often happens is we're trying to use positive thinking or affirmations as this performative metric to mask how we really feel. And that's what causes this internal gap and all of this internal turmoil. And there's other research to show that what you resist persists. That's actually a famous quote. What you resist persists. So the more that you are resisting and the more that you are pushing away the internal thoughts and emotions that you're struggling with, the more that they're actually going to come back magnified as self-sabotaging patterns, as anxiety, as depression, as insecurity, as hiding, as addictions, as unhealthy coping mechanisms, as emotional outlashes. There's so much research to show that what you push away is going to come back magnified. So if you're trying to push away not feeling good, not feeling confident, not feeling authentic, not feeling aligned, feeling burnt out, feeling anxious, feeling overwhelmed by trying to think more positively and shower yourself with positive affirmations, it's not going to work. It is, in fact, only going to make you feel worse. It's continuing to bypass the actual root of the problem. And because you're bypassing the root of the problem, it's continuing to come back and sabotage you and make you feel more secure, anxious, depressed along the way. And personally, I know in my own journey, I experienced a lot of bypassing initially. And I think the more that I reflect on that time, I think it's because I didn't think that my trauma was quote unquote bad enough. I was a very privileged girl. I lived a very easy life. And the truth of the matter is, while I struggled, like we all do, with childhood conditioning and childhood wounds and all of those things that we literally are all victim to, my internal struggles had very little to do with quote unquote trauma, and they were more so rooted in a lack of identity. And this lack of identity is rooted all the way back in my childhood because, number one, this is what I was modeled from my parents, who didn't necessarily model a sense of identity to me as a child. I was one of four. I'm the oldest of four. And so their lives literally became being a mom, being a dad, being a parent, and giving to us, and then also working. So it was like parenting and working, and their identity became that. And so that's what I saw. And so my goals of my life for a very long time were to be a parent and to work. Like, that's the only pieces of identity that I knew. I also was conditioned to receive attention, love, and praise through my achievements, whether that was on the soccer field or in athletics, or that was in school in my grades. Again, I was the oldest of four, and so attention, love, and praise, it was not conditional by any means, but there was only so much that they could give. And so one can learn that, hey, the more that I achieve, the more success that I have, the more attention, love, and praise that I'm going to receive. And so that's what I learned, and so that's where I attached my identity to. And so I just wanted to share that because obviously peeling back the layers and recognizing that it was my lack of identity that was really causing me to struggle so much internally, mentally, emotionally, and even physically, that it forced me to go way, way, way deeper on my inner work journey. And it forced me to really learn and develop the tools and techniques for how to heal certain parts of myself and figure out who I actually am beyond just showering myself with positive affirmations and chanting them in the mirror, or even doing things like journaling and meditations and breath work. Like, all those are amazing tools, but we need to learn how to actually do the work. And the work is the unsexy side of self-development that I want to talk about today. So, first and foremost, we're going to start off with my very favorite. You guys know it. We're going to start off with shadow work. Shadow work is most certainly not sexy at all because it requires you to do a lot of different uncomfortable things. I'm going to list out three here, but I'm sure that there's so much more. The first thing that shadow work forces you to do that's really uncomfortable is confront your ego. And most of the time when you are forced to confront your ego, you realize that you're not actually who you thought you were. Again, this identity crisis that I went through. And the things that you used to attach your identity to were just this protection mechanism to avoid or fill an internal void. And so when you confront your ego, it forces you to see that, oh my gosh, there's actually an internal void here. There's actually some pain underneath of here. And heck, I'm probably actually not even who I think that I am. So who the fuck am I? You realize all the ways that you have been living out of fear and out of lack, out of seeking attention and approval externally, as opposed to filling that for yourself internally. And you also likely are going to have to face that what you thought was right about yourself and about the world isn't actually always the truth about yourself and about the world. Because what you think is right is literally what you've been taught or told or conditioned to believe. That's not always the truth. It's someone else passing that on to you. And so it forces you to really get super radically honest with yourself, which radical honesty for us humans is extremely uncomfortable. All right, so that is one of the unsexy sides of shadow work. Another unsexy side of shadow work is it forces you to revisit these parts of yourself that have been holding on to pain. So as I mentioned, that internal void, the part of yourself that's holding on to pain, that doesn't feel good enough, that doesn't feel worthy, that doesn't feel lovable, that feels ugly, that has been hurt or has hurt someone else in your past, that carries some heavy emotions like anger or like shame, we're going to need to face these parts of yourself, the shadow parts, so that we can truly heal them. And obviously that is super uncomfortable because it's forcing you to relive or revisit parts or times in your life or even experiences and memories that you have literally tried to shut off from your brain. Unfortunately, our subconscious mind doesn't forget anything, so we need to go back and we need to find a neutrality around that memory or experience in order to truly be able to release it and move on. But regardless, the second unsexy side of shadow work is needing to revisit these parts of yourself that hold on to some pain. The third unsexy side of shadow work is needing to take ownership for the ways that you are your biggest enemy. All of those actions that you take in your life that are a reflection of your self-image, all the actions that you do or don't take, all those sabotaging patterns that are unconsciously controlling you because of these shadow parts that you have been suppressing and neglecting, the ways that they are manifesting and magnifying themselves in your life, the perfectionism, the people-pleasing, the comparison, the imposter syndrome, the overworking, the burnout, the low self-esteem, the insecurity, the hiding yourself, the eating disorder, the addiction to scrolling on social media, the procrastination, whatever the action or sabotaging pattern is that you are currently playing out, it is all coming from something internally within you, all coming from an unconscious part of yourself, a shadow part. And one, the uncomfortable piece is taking ownership for this, taking radical ownership so that you can start to take back control of it. So it's no longer unconsciously controlling you, but now you control it. The same thing goes with triggers that you experience. How the things that are triggering you in your life are not an external problem, they are an internal one. They are triggering something within you internally that needs healing, that needs attention, that needs love, that needs care, that needs you to go meet it and heal it and transmute it into something that is more positive and uplifting and empowering for you. And so the third really uncomfortable piece of shadow work is taking ownership for the ways that you are your biggest enemy, the sabotaging patterns, the unconscious ways that shadows are showing up in your life, and the triggers that are activating something within you internally that you need to take ownership for. So some core topics of shadow work that are just uncomfortable in general are, yes, identity, your ego self versus your authentic self. Things like self-sabotage, the way that your fears and your poor self-image are manifesting within your life unconsciously. These uncomfortable emotions and how we are trapped in these reactional patterns to triggers based off of things from your past. The comparison and how your projections onto other people are simply just a reflection of your view and opinion of yourself. Like, these are all super uncomfortable things to face that require a lot of radical honesty in order to peel back the curtain, peel back the layers, and own up to. And it's not until you create this awareness and you create this sense of ownership and acceptance that you can now take back control of it and start to transform your life, transform your identity, transform your emotional state of being, transform all of your thoughts, transform then your relationships, your health, your business, your success, your fulfillment, your day-to-day lifestyle and routine. It's the ripple effect. And so with that being said, as you guys know, shadow work is my most favorite thing of all time. I'm going to be going way deeper into shadow work and the 4-step process that I use with my clients on how to actually do this shadow work inside of my brand new free intensive workshop called The Shadow Self. This is going to be for you if you're someone who desires to know yourself on a deeper level. You just desire to redefine success on your own terms. You desire to redefine your identity. You are ready to uncover the root of your self-doubt and perfectionism, your triggers, your comparison, your ego, your sabotaging patterns, your emotions, your anxiety, and really start to become this master of your mind, your unconscious mind, expand your consciousness into your unconscious. And you're also someone who's expanding into new levels of success, and you know that you need to leave behind old versions of yourself that cannot come along with you. Old identities, old limiting beliefs, old egotistical fears or doubts. All of this needs to be left behind. I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it in my brand new workshop, The Shadow Self. I'm also giving away 2 free 3-month one-on-one coaching scholarships to those who register and apply for the scholarship. So make sure that you hop on this opportunity. If you've ever thought about working with me one-on-one, getting some life coaching, now's the time. Take advantage of this scholarship opportunity where you can work with me for free for 3 months. Like, it's a no-brainer. Just register for the intensive and you'll get sent directly to the link to apply for the scholarship. So all that's going to be in the show notes below. And yeah, that is the very first unsexy side of self-development, is shadow work. And I'm so excited to take you guys on a journey inside of that intensive. The second unsexy side of self-development that I want to talk about is your emotions. And we touched on this a little bit in shadow work, right? Because we can't do shadow work without honoring our emotions. Shadow work is one of the best ways to build emotional intelligence. But through self-development and through a lot of healing, you are going to face a lot of emotions. The only way to heal is to feel. We all have emotional imprints stored within our bodies with every memory. So every memory that you have from your past, from past experiences, every limiting belief that you likely hold also has an emotional imprint. The belief and the memory is stored in your brain while the emotional imprint is stored in your body. Your nervous system is your entire mind and body. And so your emotions are a huge piece of the unconscious mind as well. And your emotions are what cause your gut response or reaction to things that are happening in your external world. You're constantly scanning your world and your life for threats. And when a threat is perceived or when a threat is present, you are shifted into a state of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Those are our trauma responses based off of the emotional imprint that we hold. And a lot of us live in this chronic state of fight or flight because we have a lot of stored and suppressed emotions that we haven't given ourselves permission to fully work through or fully release. AKA, we carry a lot of emotional baggage. That's where the term comes from. And so actually allowing yourself to open up your bag of emotions and start to feel them, to heal them, is one of the most unsexy sides of healing. You have to, though, let yourself clear out these emotions of your pain. Because if you want to be able to feel the positive higher vibrations of love and peace and happiness that we often are trying to get ourselves to when we're using positive thinking, positive affirmations, but we, like, the thoughts are computing in our brain, but we're not feeling the positive feelings. Well, it's because we have so much suppressed and stored negative, or not negative, but lower vibrational emotions within us. And because we are numbing ourselves to these lower vibrational emotions by suppressing them, we are unable to tap into the higher vibrational emotions. Emotions work on a spectrum. Emotions are energy. We need to feel them. You need to allow yourself to feel the lower vibrational emotions to be able to unlock your ability to feel the higher vibrational ones. If you are numbing or suppressing one emotion, you are numbing and suppressing your ability to feel them all, especially to the depth to which you desire to experience and feel them. And another point that I think is really important is emotions like these lower vibrational ones, sadness, guilt, grief, anger. The reason, or the way that I've been really able to allow myself and give myself permission to honor them when they come up, is because I see them as their positive counterpart. I see them as a reflection of my values. You only get angry about the stuff that you care about. You only feel grief towards the things that you loved. You only feel sad about the things that you care the most about. So these lower vibrational emotions, they aren't bad. They are a reflection of your values. So I'm sharing all this to say, give yourself permission to feel your emotions, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. This is going to take a lot of unlearning and relearning and creating a lot of safety for yourself to do this, but it definitely is a very unsexy side of self-development, yet it will likely be one of the most liberating to you. So emotions is unsexy piece of self-development number 2. Unsexy piece of self-development number 3 is letting go of the old self. One of the most confronting things that I've had to face within my business specifically was that there are certain parts of me that I couldn't continue to take to my next level. And I think the hardest part about this realization was that these parts are the same parts that have gotten me to where I am today. The hustler, the overachiever, the competitor, the rigid perfectionist, like, these parts are what have bred me so much success inside of my life and my business so far. Yet over time, the more that I've dove into shadow work and done this inner work, what I've really discovered is that within acknowledging each of these parts, I could begin to see both the role that they were playing in my success and the role that they were playing in my limitation. And what this did was it really offered me the opportunity to see the lightness and the darkness in all these parts and learn how to not completely eliminate these parts out of my identity, but rather learn how I can redefine these parts based off of the gifts that they hold. And this is kind of my unique and different approach to self-development. I don't necessarily believe that you necessarily have to let go old versions of yourself fully. What I do believe that you have to let go of is the wounded version of those parts that have roots in your past that are unaligned with your highest self. So, for example, I was able to see within my hustler nature, I was able to find the gift of balance. Within my overachiever part of my identity, I was able to build innate self-worth. Within my competitive nature, I was able to learn how to leverage the gifts of collaboration and community and connection. Within the part of me that used to be a rigid perfectionist, I was able to learn how to give myself compassion and healthy self-discipline. Within these parts of my identity that used to be expressed in a really unhealthy way because they held on to wounds and pains from my past, I was now able to zoom out and look at these parts of myself and say, hey, what are the gifts that they hold? Because they also hold a lot of gifts. That I can now alchemize this part of myself that used to hold pain and use it now to my advantage. This is shadow work. This is shadow work to its core. And so, like I said, to me, it's less about leaving full parts of yourself behind, which is a very unsexy side of self-development. And even through doing shadow work and through needing to redefine these parts and see how parts of your identity have held so much wounding and pain in the ways that it's potentially sabotaged things like your health or your wealth or your relationships in the past, like, there's a lot of grief that's involved here. There's a lot of shame that needs to be worked through here. But when you're able to find neutrality eventually within all of these parts, you can start to also see the gifts that they hold and then begin to redefine yourself in a much healthier, more embodied, more authentic way. Again, this is the work that has completely healed my self-image, because it makes no part of me wrong or bad and allows me to see every part of me very neutrally and find the gifts within every single part, learn how to accept every single part, be more compassionate with all these parts of me, and embrace my authentic identity both inside and outside of my business. So that this is, like, if there's one thing that you take away from this podcast, let it be that. Let it be that throughout your personal development journey, there are going to be things that you have to let go of, but you don't have to necessarily, in my opinion, let go of old versions of yourself or old parts of yourself. You just have to let go of the wounds that those parts of yourself hold. And when you can let go of that wounding, let go of the limiting beliefs and the limitations and the heavy emotions that those parts of you hold, then you can start to accept that part for the gift that it is. Accept that part for the gift that it is. And a lot of this work that I have done, the way that I do shadow work is called IFS. It's called internal family systems. It's called parts work. So it's all about working with all these different parts of your identity and healing your relationship with them. And I read a book called No Bad Parts by the founder of IFS, internal family systems. And I encourage you, if you're like really resonating with this, reach out to me, let me know, but also pick up that book, No Bad Parts, and give it a read, because it will really open your eyes to how to do this self-development, this unsexy side of self-development and personal development, of working with these parts of yourself that have potentially been sabotaging you in the past, or feel unhealthy, or feel like bad parts, and help you heal your relationship with them so you can start to accept them once and for all. So that is number three unsexy way or part of doing self-development. And the last and final one that I want to leave you guys with is facing your fears. Like, let's be honest, any transformation and any change is going to force you to need to get outside of your comfort zone, and going to force you to need to face fears and do things that are uncomfortable. And I think a lot of, very similarly to trying to rely on positive thinking and positive affirmations, we try to rely on learning versus doing. Learning, reading all the personal development books, listening to all the personal development podcasts, learning all the things about identity and about mindset and about whatever it is. We try to do all the learning, but we're not actually taking the action and doing the work, because the work is uncomfortable, the work is unsexy, and the work is hard. The work is going to require you to face fears and get uncomfortable and step outside of your comfort zone. But if there's one thing that you can challenge yourself to do every single day, is say, what fear can I face today? What fear can I face today? And that right there, that is the mentality, that is the identity of a 1% woman. She's willing to walk the path that faces the hard shit, that does the hard shit, because she knows that on the other side is a greater potential, is her purpose, is her power, is a life that is 10 times more fulfilling and successful than she probably could ever imagine right now. And so encourage yourself, let yourself face the fears, feel the fear, and do it anyway. Doing self-development, positive development work isn't going to make you a fearless being. That is quite literally impossible. It is not going to make you a perfect being. It's not going to prevent you from making mistakes or from failing. Those are going to be part of the journey and part of the process. And when you learn how to embrace that part of the journey and process, that's personal growth within itself. That is how you master the art of personal growth, in my opinion. So This is a little bit of a shorter episode for you guys, but I wanted to kind of hit that home for you guys today. I wanted to share with you guys the Shadow Self intensive that I'm going to be hosting on March 6th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we are going to be walking through the unsexy side of self-development so that you can actually start to see this full identity transformation within yourself. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please leave it a 5-star review, comment below, send it to someone that you know needs to hear it, register for the intensive below, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.